I want to live a life full. I want to be worn out from all of the gifts that I've gotten to use throughout the day. I want to experience all of the different people and relationships in this world. I want to see how far a positive mindset and faith in God can take me. And I believe that can take me wherever I want to go. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. You guys, it is 7 o'clock in the morning. I was up at 3 a.m., 4 a.m., and then finally got out of bed at 5 a.m. And I'm just coming in here right now and I'm pressing record. And a lot of times I'll give myself a minute to kind of start recording. In fact, I gave myself a couple minutes before this, but I also knew that I was supposed to come in here for some reason and just hit record because I am in such a vulnerable place right now. I am in a place where everybody needs to know that this exists and it exists often when you are an entrepreneur or when you are going for your dreams. And yes, if you're sensing shakiness in my voice, it's because I am on the verge of tears and what feels like a breakdown, even though it's morning and I know that I'm tired and I know that there's just a lot today and right now. And you know, I also know that after I go for my walk and do my workout, and I've already said multiple prayers, that I am going to feel better. But right now, I'm just in the truth of what is, and that is really fucking scared of everything. Being in the place of complete uncertainty, and everything is up in the air, not knowing what is going to happen, not knowing exactly when I'm going to be launched at this time, not knowing exactly how this is all going to turn out. And that's okay. But what I have to say is that this is how it feels a lot of the time. It feels scary. It feels uncertain. It feels like you don't even know how this is going to work and you can't see the end. There were so many times that I'm reflecting on right now that are really pulling me through that I'm thinking about my book and I just had all of these different chapters and could not see how they came together. And I had incomplete chapters and I had chapters missing that I knew were going to bridge the gap, but I didn't know what they were going to be. I wasn't motivated to write them because I wasn't inspired. And I would stare at my bookshelf and picture my book on the shelf and not know how it was going to get there. Like internally in my brain, I could not figure out how to complete this book. Like it just felt like puzzle pieces were missing that I personally did not have inside of me. And I had to push and push and push and figure out new ways that would help me work better. And I had to invite in some friends and somebody who could actually be a writing coach for me to help me walk through all of these puzzle pieces that were all chaotic and missing in my brain. And that's literally where I'm at right now, is having different outside people come in and help me learn and coach me and help me with the plan, because I know a lot of this is because I can't see the final plan yet and I'm in the works with different plans. And also I have a lot of people still up in the air and doing different things in order to lock in different contracts or agreements or investors or whatever that looks like. And it's just everything is literally floating in this world that I cannot see while I'm keeping the vision of what I believe is and what I know is when I first got this initial vision. And what happens is that you have to visit this world of, you know, the unknown, and you have to start putting things together while simultaneously keeping your eye focused on that big vision. There's a lot of different pieces happening. And I just literally had to hit record today because number one, I'm already feeling better. If you guys don't have a podcast, I know a lot of you are starting podcasts or having them. It's like talk therapy for me. So with that said, I just have to tell you that I have these moments of incredible fear, just wrapped in like, what am I doing? Am I crazy? Was that vision that I got or that feeling or that like, hell yes, just like a fleeting thing? Or was that just all made up? Or, you know, it, like, is this even real for me? And then I get the moments of, you know, that are much longer than those moments of just like, oh my gosh, this is meant to be. And all of the puzzle pieces are falling into place. And I just have to remember that this is how this journey goes. And you're going to be uncertain a lot, especially when you are expanding. And I am in crazy, huge expansion mode. And God is calling me into my highest version of myself right now. And I said, yes. And the only way to get through that is how I've been getting through. And that is praying myself to sleep, saying, God, this is for you. I'm offering this up. Help me with the solution. Help me be the person who can see what you want me to see. Let me be the vessel and speak through you, but just take this from me. Take this burden from me. I know that this is the thing that you want me to do. So I am leaning into you. And I know that I've been stating this quote, but it's such a good quote. And it was, you know, faith begins where your skill set ends. And I would say faith begins where courage ends as well. And we know that courage is created through we know that courage and confidence is created through action and through planning and through showing up and through not disappointing yourself and through following through. So that's what I'm going to continue to do. I'm going to continue to be the servant of this vision. I'm going to continue to be the vessel that carries it through. I will never give up. I will complete this task because I said yes. And I will have faith that all of the right people and all of the right things are coming on my path and all of the right lessons. And I know that to be true because I got to see the vision. I get to see the vision. I get to refocus on the vision. And it's so much bigger than me. It's when I start focusing on what can I do and what am I capable of? And I can't believe I'm doing this, that it's too big for me, right? I am just the person carrying it through and finding all of the puzzle pieces and all of the people that are supposed to be included in this vision and all of the people who are going to be inspired by this vision, all of the people who are going to be served by this vision. So if you're feeling this way, get out of that small place of thinking that you're the only one who's going to do this. You are just the person who's going to collect all of these people to create this bigger vision. So you guys, I just want to say thank you and that it is just a complete honor to be able to share the journey and the vision with you. And that it is so normal. This is such a huge part of it. So many people don't share it because they're afraid that people won't believe in their vision or they won't show up for them if they actually shared how they felt. Except these are the very human moments of being in and out of, you know, moving forward. And it doesn't mean because I am scared shitless that I won't keep moving. In fact, I'm going to turn that power of being afraid into the reason why I must move forward. I'm going to use it as fuel instead of letting it cripple me in that moment. So you guys, I am just like already feeling a bit superhuman, if I'm being honest. So also the power of sharing where you're at, getting it out and hearing yourself, what you're saying and throwing your burden upon what you, you know, but what you believe. For me, it's God. So I pray that if this helps you, that you use some of these tools, tricks, prayers, all of the above, meditate, ask the universe, ask God, ask all the things, whatever you need, ask your friends. You need help. You need people. You need to talk this through. You need a vision. You need a plan and you need to take massive action daily. And it's all the things. And I'm so signed up because I refuse to live a halfway life. I refuse to die wondering what could have been. I refuse to live a life where I'm just doing enough to get by. I refuse to live a life where I don't get to live into my gifts and I feel bored every day at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and I find myself in front of the refrigerator again, crying, wondering why I'm trying to fill a void with food or alcohol or binge watching TV or going online shopping again. I refuse to live that life. I want to live a life full. I want to be worn out from all of the gifts that I've gotten to use throughout the day. I want to experience all of the different people and relationships in this world. I want to see how far a positive mindset and faith in God can take me. And I believe that can take me wherever I want to go. And I know that it can take you there too. So I'm sending you so much love today. I'm going to come in a little cheerier on the next one, I promise. But I pray that this motivated you and reminded you that wherever you are at, God bless it. It's for you. It's so beautiful. It's a contrast. It's the growth process. It's the strengthening process. It's the evolution process. Let it be okay. Lean in. Feel it. My friend Lindsay always talks about saying to yourself, it's okay to feel this way. Right? Tell the feeling that it can stay as long as it wants and it's for you and it's a lesson and that you're going to be okay and welcome it. And it's just a feeling. It's just an emotion and it's here for you. So you guys, I'm sending you so much love. Let me know what your biggest takeaway was, if you had an aha moment. And yeah, we're all going to be freaking amazing because that's who we are innately. And that's why we're here. And that's why we're created. So until next time, everyone, earn your happy. Bye-bye. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.